Ruby red lipstick, a bright purple rouge, a shingle bob haircut, shatter good boots.
One can never tell what will happen at a Sam Pacetti show. I honestly, when I get on the stage, I always wonder myself, you know?
Your daddy will be gone.
What's about to happen? I'm as clueless as everyone else, really.
My mama's gonna wipe down next Saturday night. When I hurry home, mama, don't take your time. But if you wait too long, your daddy will be gone.
You know, I began playing music honestly not knowing why. It was a discovery in childhood of a method of subterfuge, a strategy to avoid unpleasant circumstances or situations, and it was also my first encounter with a transcendent aspect of consciousness. So I could play guitar and be gone for a long period of time into an alternate experience, alternate dimension. And it seemed a natural progression to follow it, so I did, and I was very lucky to meet very encouraging mentors along the way, certainly. The biggest would probably be Gamble Rogers, Florida's own great troubadour raconteur who died in October 91. So I went on the road and traveled to Europe, and that was the big impetus to dig down deep. Went and lived in Ireland for a while, and so I came back and jumped head, hands, and feet into a career. And after an approximate 2 or 3 years of being on the road, I just kind of experienced a bit of burnout and simultaneously was taking, charting a course into a new direction, which I had no map for the territory and no experiential data for what was happening at the time. So it was, you might call it an existential crisis, a crisis of meaning. You know, what am I doing? What's this all about? Where are we going? Why am I here? And so I walked away from music for a while and explored. So I left Florida and moved to Virginia and had been teaching guitar. And then a trip down to St. Augustine reawakened some part that had been forgotten or put aside for a while, and it all just came spilling back in, and it seemed like, well, the only logical thing to do was to go back on the road and do what I do, which is essentially really is traffic information. The guitar is just an easy cover for that, being a musician. Progression that was evident. I had to come to the realization or understand why was I really doing this, and I did get caught for a period of time in needing to do it to be seen, be accepted by other people, but all the while knowing deep down that there was another reason for this, and it had to do with sharing something that I had yet to really cognize or understand what that was. The meaning component has come along as an expression of calling people forth into a deeper experience of reality, of life, of living, expression, expansion. Considering the nature of our position on this planet as a species, it's a funny predicament. We don't live in a culture that fosters awareness, consciousness, peak experience, true meaning. You know, people say we're looking for the meaning for life, but that's not really what we're looking for. We're looking for the experience of being truly alive, which is something that's a vanishing commodity these days. And so that's really what the music is about. To somehow, maybe not indirectly at all, but just by being there, call people out and say, Okay, what now? Where are we going?
If that was our goodbye kiss, seems a habit too good to miss. Once more.
Took a long time for me to, trust writing my own music. I had a lot of doubt with that. Still do from time to time. So I had to figure out what else I could do well, and I did figure out along the way that I could be an honest interpreter of other people's music and do that well. And so these days, what's happening is like a kind of a 60-40 split. You know, it's original, some original. There's a lot of covers that I do that I'm interpreting, but I also love to go back far, far into maybe even the 1400s and pull old songs up and then retool them.